I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Give your pumptini a stir because it's like we're hanging out in the virtual back alley of Sir. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Tom and Ariana and James and Raquel now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm Andy Cohen with two Vanderpump Rules couples joining me from their homes, only one of which may have furniture. Say hi to Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox. Hi, Tom and Ariana. And James Kennedy and Raquel Leves. Hi, guys.
Hey, Andy. Hey, guys.
Great to see you. I'm wearing my TomTom sweatshirt in honor of all of you.
It looks well, so good on you.
Thank you. Boy, first of all, how are you all doing? Everybody okay?
We're okay. We're safe. I definitely feel like I almost always look like I just woke up. So,
Yeah, we're good. We're staying busy working on some Legos and puzzles and working out.
Nice. How about you, James and Raquel?
I'm envious of everyone that has a pool right now because right. We are just cooped up in our little apartment.
Yes. I'm envious of everyone who has a pool right now too. James, how is your sobriety journey going?
It's going really good, actually, coming on to 11 months and I just feel strong and level-headed and good.
That's great. Nice. I'm really happy to hear it. That's huge. Tom, your relationship with Jax took a hit this season. While Jax continues to channel his issues into 3 to 20 gym classes a day, I want to give you the chance to talk it out. It's time for a Jaxed friendship. I'm going to put 45 seconds on the clock. I just want you to freestyle, share your side of the saga. Tell me where you're coming from. Your time starts now.
Well, after knowing him for 20 years, I feel like I've definitely been more of a giver in this friendship. And after 2 years of a wedding where he really sort of flexed his power, held me at much stricter like confinement in a sense. Like, we got along, we made up before the wedding and after the wedding. And, I had a pool party the same day he had one. And so, now the rest is history, I guess.
All right. Wow. He made it under time. You still had time left. The pool party, that was a little petty, right? On your part.
You got to give what you get sometimes, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Raquel, you stood by James as he promised to change. And these days in quarantine, there's really nowhere else to stand. So I want to see if you've seen him transform in your cocoon with Raquel the Truth. Raquel, I'm going to ask you questions about James. He will confirm or deny. Okay, Raquel, has James talked crap about Katie after they made up?
No, not one negative thing about Katie.
That's true, James?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Has James sent you any sober rage texts?
No, he hasn't.
James. That's true. That's true.
Okay, Raquel, does James ever bring up missing Kristen?
No, not at all.
That's okay. True.
I don't even need to check in with James about that. Has James ever been irritated by Lisa's frequent check-ins?
I don't think he's ever irritated, but he's always like, he perks up when she calls him.
I do perk up.
Oh, that's nice. What is the most annoyed you've been with James during the quarantine?
He just spends hours in his office in a studio room. Music, and I'm literally going insane with nothing to do in my apartment. So yeah, that and playing Call of Duty. He doesn't let me have enough turns.
What's the cockiest thing James is guilty of saying in the past week? I mean, he calls himself White Kanye. So I mean,
what's the cockiest thing I've said this week?
That he's Chef Boyardee. He's the best chef I
have been cooking a lot from home, Andy. A lot.
Really?
Raquel doesn't cook, so I'm cooking, I'm cleaning, I'm doing it all.
Wow, are you making pasta?
Yeah, yeah, wow. We got some ready.
All right. Okay, well, Tom and Ariana, I want to move on to you. You've made some bold moves throughout the years. You may not understand the motivation behind a few. Like, I still don't totally understand why you were at BravoCon in drag, although I enjoyed it. But I'm interested to know if you've second-guessed any choices in retrospect. I'm going to read off past behaviors. Tell us, do you regret it? All right. Ariana, do you regret criticizing the way Lisa handled business with the Toms?
No, I don't, because that rough patch that Lisa and I went through brought us to a really close and honest place in our relationship.
For both of you, do you regret purchasing a home so close to Jax?
No, because we bought our house and then they bought houses by ours.
Yeah.
You regret not purchasing furniture for your home sooner?
No.
Do you have furniture now?
Yes.
Is it behind you and I can't?
Yeah,
there's two couches back here. Two.
Ooh.
Like the family room, and then there's the kitchen furniture here, and then
wow,
that's nice. Whole front,
our
bar is lovely, guys.
And, really nice. 100 more plants right here when I'm done.
Do you regret running away from Miami Girl when Kristen brought her to confront you at work?
No,
I don't.
No,
Tom, do you regret shaving your forehead on camera?
Hell no.
I thought you were going to say yes, because now they make you do it all the time.
Well, whatever.
Ariana, do you regret allowing you and Tom to live in Kristen's and his old apartment for so long?
No, because that allowed us to be able to afford a really amazing home now.
Yeah.
Tom, do you regret pulling out all the stops while being Jax's best man?
No. No, I enjoyed doing it, and I think it just added to the moment. I enjoy those things, so no, I won't.
Both of you, do you regret giving James multiple second chances when the rest of the group wanted to be done with him?
No, because look at him.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Oh,
thanks, guys.
Last up, Ariana, do you regret dipping in the lady pond with Lala and then her telling everyone about the encounter?
No, actually, Tom told everybody.
Told everybody. I regret doing that, but...
No.
I got my.
Okay, wait, one more. Tom, do you regret the years you spent dating Kristen?
No, because it motivated me to. I feel like it made me who I am today, and it motivated me to make a positive change, and we're both better off because of it.
That's good. Okay, guys, it is time to Vanderpump you for info. For all of you, Chantilly Espinoza on Twitter said, why do they think Jax is insecure about Tom and Ariana's relationship? Do they feel it's because it's not a traditional relationship or just because he has a beef with Tom and he likes to take it out on Ariana?
I don't know. That was like a many-parted question. I think that whatever his issue is, I just hope he like goes and gets, oh my gosh, I hope he goes and gets hell for it.
I think Jax just looks for dirt in order to throw it around because he gets bored or whatever. I mean, honestly, I don't really tell him things anyways because he's never really been a safe place. I mean, it's always leverage against you. He'll bring it up even if he's just bored in a conversation. So, you know.
Well, speaking of, Raquel and James, Alice N texted and said both Jax and Kristen have spoken out saying they don't think the two of you are in love. What gives them reason to think this and what's your reaction to that?
I mean, the only reason why people think we're not in love is because I'm a pageant girl and I want the limelight, which is like partially true. But like, I love James with all of my heart and he knows that. And I don't think I would have stuck it out this long if I didn't love him. And it's really paid off and we are in love.
And I'm so in love with Raquel as well. I can't believe that our relationship has grew so much stronger due to my sobriety, and it's all because of this girl right here. And you know, I thank her every day for it. I don't take her for granted anymore, and I'm just so in love with her as well. So.
Very sweet. Okay, Ariana, we got this a lot. Lauren from New Jersey wants to know why you get annoyed when people comment about the lack of furniture. You invite people over and see it, and then you seem annoyed that anyone is in your house.
Because I'm actually nowhere near annoyed that anyone's in my house. I invite people over because I really enjoy having people over, and I cook for them, and we make cocktails for them. And so I don't know where she's making that up from. But the annoyance about the comments about the furniture is because all of those people met and knew about the designer that we were working with. And we also filmed scenes where we were like going over fabric samples and things like that. So people were very well aware of like what our process was and what we were doing. And so I just found it like, oh, okay. So we're just kind of like going to make up this other thing and like not talk about what's really going on.
Everybody was aware that we were getting like a lot of custom stuff made. So yeah, it takes a lot of time, you know.
Stuff takes like 12 weeks. I'm like, that's the entirety of filming.
Right. James and anyone who's been raiding their fridge nonstop in quarantine knows that it's always about the pasta. So James and Raquel, I'm going to turn up the heat with some relationship questions. If you choose not to answer, take a big bite of noodles. Now, did you make that pasta that you're yum?
Yeah, this is my pen. This is my Siciliano from home. Simple dish.
It's
that
steaming.
Looks really good. Oh my God. All right. Raquel, does James prefer dirty talk or baby talk in the bedroom?
Baby talk.
Oh. James, what's one personality trait Lala demonstrates that you wish Raquel had?
When do I eat the pasta?
You eat it if you don't want to answer the question.
Okay. What was the question?
What's one personality trait that Lala demonstrates that you wish Raquel had? Yeah, I thought so. Raquel, what's one thing James could be better at as a DJ?
I guess, he's a great DJ.
Eat the pasta.
Yeah, yeah. James, rate Raquel's waitressing abilities on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to go 7.5.
Okay, that's not bad. Raquel, what's the worst thing that James has said to you via rage text that we don't know about?
I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Okay. James, have you ever made out with a girl who wasn't Raquel while the two of you were dating?
No.
Okay. Raquel, you said no, and then you ate the pasta.
Yeah. Well, I said no, and I'm eating the pasta because it's so good.
Okay. Raquel, be honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is the food at Sir?
At Sir, it's a 10.
Wow.
I love the food at Sir.
Wow. Oh my God, girl.
This pasta.
James, what is the furthest that you and Logan ever got
with each other? We never did anything ever. He wishes that, and he used to say fake things, but nothing ever happened, ever.
All right. Not even
kiss. I don't kiss him. I'm completely straight.
Okay. Thank you, and you can keep eating your pasta because it looks so good. I don't want it to get cold. I won't say whose, but one of tonight's head-to-head pool parties was clearly more boring. So I want to challenge my guests to select between some neck-and-necks newsfest with what's more boring, round two. I'm going to read off pairs of scenarios from your group. Pick which one would make you nod off. This is a game for everybody. What's more boring, a rage text from Jax or a rage text from Tequila Katie?
Rage text from Jax.
What's more boring, attending Stassi's book reading or attending Kristen's James May t-shirt pop-up?
Probably the James May pop-up.
I was going to say the book reading because the pop-up had, like, fortune tellers and stuff.
And, yeah, it was at Davy Wayne's, which is, like,
there's a lot of things going on.
It's hard. What's more boring, decorating scooters or crocheting with Katie?
Crocheting with Katie.
What's more boring, a Witches of WeHo wine launch event or a roller disco party?
Oh, come on. It's got to be the wine event.
Yeah.
Roller disco?
Come on.
What's more boring, a murder mystery rehearsal dinner or an impromptu Sheena Shea performance at her own engagement party?
I'll say the Sheena only because I've seen Sheena perform so many times and I've never been to a murder mystery.
Yeah.
What's more boring, volunteering at Vanderpump Dogs or trekking to Sheena's apartment for enchiladas?
No, trekking to Sheena's apartment.
Okay. All right. Thanks for playing. What's more boring? Round two. Okay. More viewer questions. Tom, Wendy V texted, is it true you were rude to Stassi's mom at Jackson Brittany's wedding? Is it because Stassi read you for filth at TomTom? I guess Stassi's mom, Dana, wrote about it on Instagram.
I heard about that because I didn't go get her an umbrella or something. I grabbed every umbrella. I brought umbrellas myself. I grabbed every umbrella I could find at that castle, and I brought fans and stuff. And I was trying to hand them out to people. Like, I'm not going to hand an umbrella and a fan out to the same person. I was trying to space it out. But no, I was just walking around. If she took it that way, it was not any. I didn't plan it that way.
I don't think anybody else remembers.
You weren't shading
Dave.
Okay, Raquel, RJ Aragon wants to know how you were able to stay so calm when Lala attacked you on girls' night.
I'm just a calm person. And honestly, Lala's attacks aren't that surprising anymore. So.
Well done.
Okay.
I was very proud of you.
Let's see. Tom, Tracy M said, looking back now, do you see that you acted like a toddler having a temper tantrum with regard to Stassi's book signing event?
I don't see that I had so much as a temper tantrum. I just freaked the hell out the night before because, you know, as we talked about on the reunion,
right.
You know, a lot of things, uncertainties. I hadn't heard from her. I took that personally. It wasn't her fault. There were a lot of other things going on. But yes, I regret sending text messages for sure.
What did you guys think of the reunion, by the way?
Huh?
What did you guys all think of the reunion?
I thought it was great. I mean, I was... I'm sorry. I thought it was amazing. I love that whole setup. I mean, I was so impressed what production did. They brought over these TVs. Everything was completely connected. We roll out paper, where to put your stools. I mean, they had to walk... Sorry. Everybody else can...
James, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought that it was going to be boring in the beginning, but after it was done, I was like, this is the best reunion yet. You know, wow. So I couldn't believe that it was going to be Zoom. I just didn't know we were going to get our true emotions across the screen, but right. It worked.
Ariana, asking for a friend, 224 wants to know how it makes you feel to have Lala, Stassi, and Katie trash you on the Vanderpump After Show so much.
I thought it was lame.
You wanted to say something, James?
Oh, just to clarify, I don't do baby talk or dirty talk in the bedroom. I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't even know what baby talk
is. Baby talk, I don't even know how to do baby talk. What is baby talk? Never done that in my life. So. Okay, well, no. Let me clarify that for all my viewers out there. Right?
I don't know why I said that. I just didn't want to
talk. I have a feeling, Tom and Ariana, I have a feeling you guys are into full on role play, like of every kind.
Not role play.
Well, you know.
I'm always me.
Yeah, but sometimes she's a different person.
But you gotta tell, sometimes you don't tell me when I'm a different person in your mind.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
But like, yeah. It's always Ariana, but sometimes Ariana's like, has this job or this occupation or she,
and you know, sometimes I'm just not aware. He's like not filling me in.
Yeah.
So
that is savage.
All right. Well, I know we're all keeping it casual in quarantine, but that's no reason to slouch on style. For tonight's moment of mazel, I'm throwing it to Tom's other half, Tom Schwartz, for tips on how to style a muumuu. Take it away, Tom.
Yes.
First rule of rocking a muumuu, there are no rules. When I'm rocking a muumuu, I'm not only, you know, chilling, I'm recharging my mind, my body, my soul. Don't let anyone judge you when you're rocking your muumuu. I mean, Al Bundy wore muumuus, Homer Simpson, Marlon Brando. You want it to be nice and loose and baggy. If you're gonna wear one, just don't smell bad. It just seems muumuu taboo. Don't be ashamed rocking a muumuu. Wear it loud, wear it proud. We're in quarantine, baby, nobody's judging.
Thank you, Tom Schwartz. You've solved that. I want to thank Tom, Ariana, James, and Raquel. Tomorrow night, Denise Richards and June Diane Raphael at 10. We'll see you then, everybody. Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Bye. Annie. Cheers, guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Tom and Ariana and James and Raquel. Great to see you guys.
Hey.
Oh. For all of you, Dumb Girl 1991 wants to know, how do y'all feel about Katie and Stassi's beef with Kristen? Do you feel closer to either Kristen or Katie as a result?
I don't feel like I've gotten closer to either of them as a result of this beef, but I am close with both of them. And I think that I can kind of understand where Katie and Stassi are coming from, but ultimately I do feel like I feel bad that Kristen doesn't have her friends.
And you know, Kristen is, she's messy, you know, like
that's
why
what we
expect
sign
that?
Up
yeah,
for
exactly.
as friends.
Yeah.
You know?
And I hate to see this. I mean, I've been friends with them for so long and I see things like this happen and it hurts. Like, I don't like to see it. I wish they would make up, you know,
maybe they
life's
will.
Too short.
Luann from Boston wants to know why no one calls Sheena out on her behavior with every new guy on the show. She said she's worse than a dog in heat. She starts more trouble than Kristen at this point. Ariana, you're her closest friend here. I mean,
yeah.
Is there a pattern there?
I would say, you know, yes, Sheena does get involved with people pretty deep, pretty fast. But at the same time, there's a lot of stuff that you're not seeing on the show, like things that are going on with, you know, maybe somebody that doesn't want to film. And so I think that there's a lot more to that story. And I don't want to like divulge like all of her personal life, but I wouldn't just take what you see on the show as her entire life.
And also, I would like to say that I thought Sheena did one hell of a job on the season. I would go so far to say that she was the MVP of
like, kudos to her eight. For like being willing to put it all out there time and time again.
I agree. I find Sheena endlessly entertaining.
Yeah. Together, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. Tom Robin from Northern Kentucky wants to know if you still want children.
It's something that I don't know. I don't know. Yes, but no, but yes. I don't know.
Tom just doesn't like when people speak in absolutes.
Exactly.
Like a really he doesn't like to say yes or no to anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not ready to have kids, but I mean, I like the idea of them, but I'm not like completely married to the idea. But I am totally against the idea of being like, you can't have kids.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Sasha Diane said, I love Raquel. She's a breath of fresh air on the show. Does she now know what the Pope on the balcony means?
I know what the Pope on the balcony is. I know the Pope has a balcony and he waves from his balcony and he normally doesn't drink rosé on the balcony. But to be fair, Lisa always speaks in riddles and I had to figure that one out.
James, your new EP is out. Why don't you plug it?
So for my birthday this year, Raquel basically made my second bedroom in the apartment a studio, and I called it the Neon Jungle. And I've been in quarantine in there making all of this music, house music, 5 original tracks. I made the drums, everything. I produced it myself, and it's all fire. And I call it the Neon Jungle. So this EP is called Jungle of Light, and it's some amazing stuff. You go check it out on Spotify. It's some heavy bass lines and it's fun shit. I know Tom will really dig it. Tom and Ariana. So.
I love it.
I'm gonna check it out. All right. Well, thanks guys. Thanks, James, Raquel, Tom, and Ariana. Always fun hanging out with you. You make it real easy over here. Thank you so much and stay healthy, okay?
All right, thanks. You too.
Thanks for having us, Andy. Love you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.